From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Texas Longhorns have made a stunning comeback. The cattle, not the college football team. In 1964, there were believed to be fewer than 1,500 Longhorns in existence. Today, there are more than 300,000. Longhorns have grown popular among weekend ranchers, people who want a symbol of Western heritage but don't want to work that hard. NPR's John Burnett attended the Horn Showcase in Fort Worth, where Longhorn breeders ask the time-honored question.
Whose is longer, yours or mine? That's what they came here to find out at the Will Rogers Coliseum last month. Under bright lights, the stock pens are full of handsome creatures with widespread horns, their hides brown, white, red, orange, and brindled. The cowboys pull a sienna-colored cow into the measuring chute and struggle to hold a string along the length of her great curved horns.
All right, let's get a measurement. Guys, open your gates. We're going to turn her back this way.
Good tape.
Good tape. Total measurement. 80 and a half inches total horn. Put the cow back in her pen.
Her horn span is more than 6.5 feet. She'll win her class at this year's Horn Showcase.
We sell them by the inch, not the pound.
Donnie Taylor, in a black vest and black hat, is a heavy equipment operator for Union Pacific Railroad. He raises longhorns at his ranch in East Texas as a lucrative side business. Taylor says buyers like them because they're easier to keep.
Well, longhorns are cheaper to feed than regular cattle. They'll browse, they're like a deer. They'll eat anything in the woods. They'll keep your fence row clean. You want to clear property? Don't buy goats, buy a longhorn. They'll clean them up for you. The good Lord built them that way.
And your first place winner in this class, Hunt's Ultimate Warrior. Breeder was Doug Hunt.
One of the names you hear again and again at this contest is that of a 72-year-old man in a yellow cowboy shirt and jeans leaning against the pens.
My name is Doug Hunt. I live in St. George, Utah. I've raised longhorns around 25 years. We're the owner of Hunt's Command Respect. Probably the premier bull in the world right now. In fact, his son just passed 80 inches. But we've been in Utah and been in longhorns, and that's what we do for a living.
Prize beef cattle are coveted mainly for their beefiness. But you quickly learn at this competition there is only one standard that matters.
Horns is where it's at. I'm not in the beef business. I try to raise longhorns because that's where the money is.
Ranchers who raise beef cattle don't have a very high opinion of these people who raise animals for no other purpose than the length of their horns, but the longhorn raisers don't seem to care. Mike Crawford owns an advertising and PR firm in Dallas and is a weekend rancher. He stands in a pen with a pretty brick-red cow, her enormous horns lowered as she eats a snack from his hand.
They may look intimidating. You look at this particular one. This is Cherry Jubilee. Her horns measure 66 inches tip to tip, and she is so friendly.
Crawford likes to bring his clients to his Red Peak Ranch near Brownwood, Texas.
I bring out executives from the city, and we go out there and we measure their horns. Truly, it's better than taking them out for a round of golf.
You're not sounding to me like a traditional Texas rancher at all.
I'm not. If I had to work at it, I wouldn't have any.
Time was when longhorns were anything but pets. They were wild Spanish cattle brought to the New World by none other than Christopher Columbus. They made their way from Santo Domingo to Mexico to Texas, where they adapted to the harsh southwestern terrain and became the foundation of the American cattle industry. The southwestern writer J. Frank Dobie described them in his famous treatise, The Longhorns. This passage is read by Don Graham, the J. Frank Dobie Professor of American and English Literature at the University of Texas at Austin.
But I have an immense respect for the breed. They possessed an adamantine strength, an aboriginal vitality, a Spartan endurance, and a fierce nobility that somehow makes one associate them with Roman legions and Sioux warriors.
Fierce nobility, however, does not necessarily make for a good marbled ribeye. Ranchers seeking to improve the rangy, raw-boned longhorn began importing better-muscled European cattle in the 1880s. Like the bison before it, the true Texas longhorn was headed to extinction. The federal government stepped in the 1920s and 30s and created two protected herds, one in Oklahoma and one in Nebraska. They're still there. The Texas Longhorn Breeders Association of America, formed in 1964 to perpetuate the breed, today there are more than 330,000 animals in every state in the Union, nearly half of them in Texas, where they've become a common sight in roadside pastures.
When you drive up and down the highways today, I mean, it is amazing how many Longhorns are just everywhere. And so the breed is far from being extinct.
Bob Kropp teaches beef cattle management at Oklahoma State University and is an authority on the Longhorn. He says the breed's startling comeback is being driven by urbanites moving to the country who want to own a piece of frontier history and to get an agricultural tax exemption by putting livestock on their property, which can save them more than 50% on property taxes.
And the livestock that is common to Texas is the Texas Longhorn. They go out and they build them a ranch home and got a front porch and a rocking chair, and they got their Texas Longhorn grazing in the front yard.
Every year, there are a few Longhorns slaughtered for their lean meat and sold for rodeo stock, but mostly they're ornamental. In a Fort Worth hotel room at the Horn Showcase Awards dinner, the men wear dress boots and the ladies sport Longhorn jewelry. They are about to collect their trophies for the longest horn span, which they use in marketing their animals. Mike Bowman owns the End of the Trail Ranch in Denton, Kansas.
Big horns, pretty cows, you know, pretty colors.
But you're breeding, it's been called yard art.
That's right. It is art. I never dreamed when I started this that I would ever sell a heifer for $150,000. Pretty amazing.
The famed author, J. Frank Dobie, wrote, "The Texas Longhorn has made more history than any other breed of cattle the civilized world has ever known." Who could have predicted that this would be its last chapter? John Burnett, NPR News.